This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, November 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Tom wants to continue being a voice for ag. Thune's advice to Trump and biofuels credit in the Trump administration. Kip Tom still focused on being a voice for ag. Kip Tom, who leads President-elect Donald Trump's Ag Coalition, says he expects the transition team to move much more quickly to fill cabinet positions. Whether Tom is going to be in it, perhaps, as Agriculture Secretary remains to be seen. He served as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Agriculture and Food Programs during the first Trump administration. Tom told AgriPulse, quote, I'm a farmer and I continue to do what I do for the Farmers and Ranchers Coalition and try to make sure we advance what we can of the Trump agenda and make sure that the new administration knows what's going on in agriculture to make sure our voice is there. Tom knows well that many farm groups are nervous about the president-elect's threats to impose across-the-board tariffs and start mass deportation of illegal immigrants. Tom says farmers shouldn't jump to conclusions about how Trump will implement his trade policy. Trump likes to deal. I'm convinced he'll negotiate and negotiate well, Tom said. As for the role of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the administration, Tom says, quote, I don't think President Trump is going to do anything that's going to rock the boat on the ag economy. By the way, former Ag Secretary Mike Johann says he hopes Trump's tariff threat is a negotiating tool. On this week's AgriPulse Newsmaker, Johann says, when we put tariffs on things, there's going to be retaliation. I just don't think there's much doubt about that. My hope is that he's negotiating. Former Ag Secretary Dan Glickman also talks about the election results on this week's Newsmakers. Glickman says fellow Democrats should, quote, lay back on the cultural issues going forward. I would not have made abortion the only issue you talked about. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. The fate of biofuel credits in the second Trump administration. On the campaign trail, Trump promised to rescind parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, which provides billions for various climate policies and tax incentives for clean energy industries like biofuels. Despite this pledge, tax policy experts and biofuel groups are hopeful some elements of the IRA will be preserved, like the upcoming 45Z credit for biofuels and sustainable aviation fuel. They cite a recent letter from House Republicans calling for parts of the law to stay in place, as well as remarks by House Speaker Mike Johnson calling for, quote, a scalpel and not a sledgehammer approach to the IRA as a promising sign. Ultimately, trade associations and industry groups should plan on making their case for preserving these credits on Capitol Hill and the new administration, said Tim Urban. He oversees tax policy at Bracewell Policy Resolution Group. I'm still optimistic that much, if not all, the IRA may be salvageable, but I think there's a lot of work to be done, said Urban. You can read more in the story at www.agripulse.com. Thune to Trump, stay out of Senate leadership race. Senate GOP Whip John Thune of South Dakota told CNBC yesterday he would prefer that Trump not endorse anyone for Senate Majority Leader. Thune, who currently serves as Senate Minority Whip, is considered a frontrunner for the leadership post. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky announced earlier this year that he would leave the top Republican spot after the elections. That decision triggered a three-way race between Thune, John Cornyn of Texas, and Rick Scott from Florida. Scott unsuccessfully challenged McConnell at the beginning of the last Congress. He received just 10 votes. Since Trump won the presidency, however, the Florida Republican and his allies have pushed the former president to back him in the election. Thune said Trump could exert, quote, a considerable amount of influence on the party's leadership vote, but that's probably in his best interest to stay out of the race. These secret ballot elections are probably best left to senators, and he's got to work with all of us when it's all said and done, Thune continued. But whatever he decides to do, that's going to be his prerogative. Congress will reconvene after the election on Tuesday, the majority leader election scheduled for Wednesday. Take note, Republicans have claimed a 53rd seat. The Associated Press yesterday declared that Republican Dave McCormick had defeated incumbent Bob Casey Jr. in Pennsylvania. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lower sales and earnings for Corteva Nutrien in Q3. Corteva reported lower sales and earnings per share in its third quarter from the same period last year, citing reduced corn acres in Latin America and bad weather in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Earnings for the quarter fell from $1.1 billion to $811 million. The seed and chemical company downgraded slightly its full-year 2024 guidance for net sales to a range of $17 to $17.2 billion. Sales for 2025 are expected to be in the range of $17.3 to $17.7 billion. Fertilizer giant Nutrien also reported financial results for the quarter. The company said net earnings were $25 million or 4 cents a share, about 70% below the year ago period. However, fertilizer demand in North America for the fall application season has been supported by relatively early harvest and the need to replenish soil nutrients following a period of lower field activity in the third quarter, the company said in its market outlook. Rains bring Mississippi River needed boost. Rain seen in parts of the Mississippi River Valley ranged from pretty impressive to locally excessive, providing a boost to previously low Mississippi River water levels, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Rippey says some parts of Missouri and Arkansas are believed to have received more than 10 inches of rain this week, with another 1 to 2 inches expected over the weekend. The Mississippi River stage in St. Louis topped 14 feet on Wednesday, nearly 17 feet higher than the mid-October minimum, he added. Flooding has even occurred along the Merman River, a Mississippi River tributary in east central Missouri, Rippey says. Well, here's today's final word. Turnout has always been good in rural America. People take their right to vote very, very seriously, but I think he just boosted the numbers. He's pretty much outperformed all across the country from past election cycles for Republicans. At the word of Mike Johanns, former Nebraska governor, senator, and U.S. Ag Secretary on Trump's win during Tuesday's election. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, November 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.